The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Are you ready to go? Here we go, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. The only show of its kind. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been representing people, injured people, and helping them put their lives back together again for over 35 years. You can put our experience to work for you. You can call us anytime for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. And you're going to find out more about a free legal game plan and what a legal game plan means. We've written a book entitled Legal Game Plan, but you're going to find out more as we go along in these shows. We're glad to have you here. 303-795-5900. 795-5900. You can call us anytime. You can come by our law firm. If you want a hard copy of our book, you can drop by our law firm. You can call our law firm at 303-795-5900, and we'll send you a hard copy. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com, and you can download for free an e-copy of any of our books. And we do have a book on legal game plan, and we do have a book called Cow Sheet, Hit and Run. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, Hit and Run. It's a horrible situation. Every morning it seems like you wake up and you read about or hear about on the news a hit and run. And these people that are hit and the driver takes off, these people that take off are cowards. And that's what we call our book, Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. So what do you do when you have a hit and run situation? So we're going to talk about a couple of different scenarios. One is when you have two cars or two vehicles, motorcycle, truck, car, truck, it doesn't matter, involved. And so the driver takes off. Nobody knows where the driver is. Your car has been damaged. You've been injured. You know, Brad, let's talk a little bit about underinsured motorist coverage, and how that works into this big picture, because that's what people need to know, how to protect yourself, because the driver, the at-fault driver, is gone.
Right, and we can talk about the fact there's going to be some requirements are going to have to be met with regard to how the case is handled and how you process a UM claim, and we'll do that later. But what we do know is that if you don't have UM, then there's not going to be reason to go forward. Your only protection is to have what we call uninsured motorist coverage. And that uninsured motorist coverage has to be something that you've planned for in advance. And there's two ways you have to plan for. You have to plan for not rejecting it. And I have my feelings about insurance agents who are telling you to reject it or not get it, who are trying to talk. And normally I think those insurance agents ought to be people who you don't use anymore. You don't want to talk to. And then you also have the fact that you want to have enough that's going to protect you. So you want to consider whether or not there's protection and how much protection you need. Nobody ever knows in advance the full amount of protection. But basically, uninsured motorist coverage is coverage that applies if you've been injured by the fault of a driver who does not have insurance. And when you're dealing with the hit and run, you're talking about somebody who doesn't have insurance.
Right, and that's the scenario you need to know. We preach this all the time. You need to buy and keep the highest UM, uninsured motorist limits, you can buy. Because once you're hit in a hit and run or in an uninsured motorist event, like, and we're going to cover it today later in the show, a driver gets out and says, I'm sorry, I don't have any insurance. I'm sorry, my insurance lapsed. That's a UM question. So on your own car insurance policy, you need the highest UM limits you can buy. And Brad was right. Don't let anybody ever talk you out of waiving this. You do not waive the UM coverage. Because back to the hit and run, that's the only insurance you have left to recover for your injuries, damages, and losses. Think about it. The at-fault driver's gone. Think about it. There's no place to make a claim. The insurance company is your insurance company. That's where you make a claim. And technically, your insurance company then becomes the driver that hits you. You know, just a couple of three statistics. Colorado ranks 10th in the United States for hit-and-run drivers. We see it all the time in the news. You know, about one in every 13 hit-and-runs in Colorado results in very catastrophic injuries. So what are you going to do? You're going to buy UIM and UM today. UIM stands for underinsured motorist coverage, and UM stands for uninsured motorist coverage. So, Brad, once this has happened to you, and we have all the statistics, and we're going to talk about the criminal side of this in the show as well. But, you know, let's go through. People say, I've been injured. The at-fault driver left. How am I going to get my medical bills paid? How am I going to be paid for my injuries?
Well, that's where it comes to begin with. When you've been hit, when you've been involved in a crash of some type, car accident, and the at-fault driver leaves, you have to take certain action. And as I stated earlier, the action has to be both before the accident and after the accident. And how do you do it before the accident? Well, how are you going to get paid for your injuries? There's only one source you're going to be able to look for payment for your injuries, and that's going to be yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, nobody else will. The way you take care of yourself is you take care of yourself by sitting down with your agent in advance and talking to them about what kind of protection you have for yourself and your loved ones, the ones that are going to be in the car with you, your family, or just other people that are in the car. And that's something I think every person should sit down and ask their agent about. Thank you for making sure I'm complying with the law. Thank you for making sure I'm having enough coverage. And by the way, in this day and age, $25,000 of coverage is not very much. Please understand that. $5,000 in med pay is not very much. You're going to eat up $5,000 in med pay by the ambulance in the emergency room. As a matter of fact, you're going to spend more than that. You're going to use $25,000 of coverage. That's probably going to get you through with medical bills maybe the first 3 to 4 months, maybe 6 months. After that, you're going to be on your own, especially when you're looking to try to get compensation for time you miss off work, for things you can't do around your home, for things you have to compensate others for helping take care of you, for your medical bills, for your lost income. So, you know, the first thing you've got to think about is that why do I want this uninsured motorist coverage, and what's it costing me to have it? It's the best protection you can have. You know, I've said many times that the most dangerous thing you do is drive your car for most people. And the most dangerous thing you do as far as letting other people have the opportunity to hurt you is drive your car.
Right. We've covered that before. And so, you wouldn't take your children out and not put them in a car seat. You wouldn't take your children out and cross a bridge that there's a 25% chance it's going to fall down. And we've done the statistics before. About 24 to 25% of the drivers in Colorado have no insurance. No insurance. So you need to plan, and you need to do it right now today. So this covers a hit and run. We're going to cover another uninsured motorist event later in the show. We're talking about hit and run. This person hits you. They took off. There's no way that you can find them. Okay, so you need your uninsured motorist coverage, and that's the source. Your own car insurance policy. Couldn't say it enough. We see it all the time in our office. People come in and say they were hit by somebody that has no insurance, or they were hit in a hit and run. What am I going to do? First thing we say is, let's see your car insurance policy and see how much UM coverage you have. You need to understand that. Brad, let's take everybody a little bit through. You have a hit and run accident. You're in your car. Do you call the police? What do you do? Because one thing you don't do is just leave and assume everything's going to be okay later.
In a hit and run incident, you have to be able to show and prove that the person who hit you was at fault. You've got to even show there was a crash. You got to show there was an accident. I mean, how are you going to prove it? If your car's disabled on the side of the road, maybe you've got a chance, but then, okay, you've got your car disabled on the side of the road and it's been crashed into and you've pulled it over. Even if it's not disabled, you've pulled it over because you've been crashed into. The person who hit you has taken off. Now, you're going to call up your insurance company. You're going to say, I was in a crash. And they're going to say, okay, who's the other party? And you're going to say they left. And they're going to say, what happened? And you're going to say it. And the first thing your insurance company is going to say is, we don't know if we believe you. Now, why should they believe you? Okay, you got your car wrecked. How do we know you're not at fault? How do you know the other person didn't leave? How do we know that you already had that damage to your car? And now you're trying to blame it on a hit-and-run crash. How do we know that you're just trying to look for ways to get yourself compensated for not feeling well or for having an injury, and you're claiming hit-and-run crash? So they're going to immediately hold you suspect. So when the hit and run occurs, the first thing you need to do is you need to act like it's somebody else who's involved. You need to get on the phone. You need to get the police out. You need to get the necessary people out to investigate the crash. If you know, and rarely are you going to know, but if you happen to know who the license plate of the person who hit you, or if you can describe the car and explain what happened, and then get yourself a claim opened right away.
But if you can't do that, if they're gone, you can't identify them, you're not able to take any pictures, you need to call the police, because the first question your car insurance company is going to ask you when you put in a UM claim is, let me see a copy of the accident report. Well, I didn't call the police. You have a big problem. Even though it's a hit and run, you have to prove the crash occurred. Then you can take pictures of your car. You can take pictures of the debris on the street. You can take pictures of those sorts of things, and you can call the police and make sure they come and make sure they make a report. And obviously, we always say if you need medical attention, you're going to take care of the medical attention first for you. You're going to go to the hospital. You're going to call the ambulance. But you can still take pictures, and you can still document the matter. We have a book out on this called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. The book is free. We have a lot of information in the book. We've got insurance policies, sample insurance policies in the back of the book. We got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to cover with you, how do you recover money damages for a hit and run? What exactly do you do? What kind of damages can you get? Why is it important? And why pay attention to it right now today to raise your UM limits as high as possible? You're listening to Bell and Pollock. We are your champions of the people. Think about this, an equal playing field, a fair chance, protection, injury protection. If you've been injured in a car crash, you don't want to be a victim to the insurance company. So ask yourself, when you're injured, who will take care of you legally? The insurance company has its own attorneys, not you. The insurance company has its own doctors down the hallway, not you. The insurance company trains their own adjusters. Are you trained? I mean, are you really trained in how to talk to the adjusters? How to tell when they are off base? How to get the right information? How to navigate your injury claim? The answer is obvious. You need someone on your side. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We've helped many families achieve a level playing field. We've helped injured individuals get their dignity and respect back and get their lives back after a car crash. Sometimes it isn't easy, but with dedication, support, and years of actually caring about the injured person, our bond with our clients is stronger than ever. Put our caring and experience to work for you. Find us at championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. We'll help you.
Hi, it's Mandy for my friends at Bell and Pollock. I know these guys. They're real. They genuinely care about their clients, and I endorse them because they do business like my dad did. If you've been injured in an accident, call them 303-795-5900.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. We are Champions of the People. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have been championing people's causes for over 35 years, helping injured victims put their lives back together again. And by the way, that helps the entire family. And we have represented families before. If you've been injured, or if a loved one's been injured, or if you just have questions, you can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Come in for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Those words are important. These insurance companies who try to beat your claim, defeat you, and they do, they have their own strategies. What strategy do you have? You have to have a strategy. It applies to almost everything we do in life. That's why we wrote the book. We put over 35 years of experience in this book called Legal Game Plan. You can get it free at our website, championsofthepeople.com. Today, we're talking about hit and run. Today, we're talking about what you need to do right now today to protect yourself. And, you know, Brad and I don't sell insurance. We never have. We wouldn't do that. But well, we know what's important for you. We know what's important for your family. We know when you're sitting in our office and say you're a victim of a hit and run, and we say, well, can we see your car insurance policy to see how much UM coverage you have? Okay, Brad, right before the break, we were talking about damages, you know. So what? How do you file a claim? You've been on this hit and run. The at-fault party's gone. What kind of damages can you get, and how do you present it?
Well, first of all, remember, you know, when we talk about calling the police or getting the police involved, if you're hurt, call the police. And if you're bad enough, call an ambulance and have things taken care of. But it's important that you get proper coverage and proper investigation of the crash that occurred. Sometimes there is a chance or an opportunity to be able to track down or find out who ran into you. It's not necessarily going to be great. If somebody is stopped and given the information, sometimes there's a way to be able to find this information out. But what I can tell you is when you start dealing with trying to show you're injured, you need to be able to show that when you're injured, that it came from the crash. If it came from the crash and it came from what occurred out there on the street when you were the victim of the person running into you in one form or another, you're going to want to do what's called a mechanism of injury, and we'll be covering that in other shows, and you're going to want to be able to tie that injury back into the crash. And in order to tie that injury back into the crash, you've got to let the necessary people know right away what happened. The first thing is get the police out there. And if the police tell you do a counter, some kind of counter report, or do it on the computer, they don't want to come out, then we'll talk about what needs to be done. Because you want to be very descriptive of how the car hit you. What happened? It ran into the back of me. I think it was going 20 or 30 miles an hour. Take photos out there on the street. We've talked about it before in other crashes. This is no different. Take your photos of where the crash occurred, of where the debris is on the street. Get a perspective. Don't come into somebody's office and say, well, here's a photo, and you're looking down the street and you see a lot of debris there, but you can't place where it is. It could be a street anywhere, in any intersection, any town in Colorado or in the United States. When you're taking the picture, try to get perspective so you can, once again, measure distances.
Right, and so you need to do this. And last week's show, we covered what you do at the scene, so we're not going to recover all that. But it was very detailed advice that we were talking to you about what you do at the scene. That's important. You need to treat this the same way. Even though the driver's gone, you need to treat it the same way. But now you've got UIM coverage, so wow, you breathe a deep sigh of relief. You've got high UIM coverage. Okay, and so example, if you got medical bills of $50,000 and you got UM coverage of $25,000, it's not going to pay for your medical bills. It's not going to pay for your injuries. It's not going to pay for your pain and suffering. So you need to understand that and know that's the way the event works. That's how the system works. Damages that you can claim. You can claim for your medical bills, past and future. You can claim for your injuries. And if you don't know how to do it, you can come see us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. And we'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan tailored to you, your medical condition, your accident. That's the way it works. That's what you need. You can also claim, Brad, you can claim for pain or suffering. If you have economic losses, you can claim for those. And you can also claim for loss of quality of life, how this accident or crash affects you. You may not know immediately, but you may need to take the proper steps to document it so you can present this claim eventually in the proper way without violating your HIPAA rights to the insurance company. What insurance company? Your insurance company. For what kind of event? A UM, uninsured motorist event. So that's how you present the claim.
It's very important that you document things and that you get to a lawyer. I like to have people get to me as soon as possible. And the reason is because we can start putting down the necessary things that we need to do to be able to document or verify your injury and how it affected your life. And that's something that's very important. I would like anybody that's out there right now to think about the last time they were sick or they were injured or they had something that was keeping them from enjoying life as they normally do. And then when you're there, I want you to start thinking about how it affected your life and how it adversely affected your life. And I want you to think about how it kept you from doing different things. Now, you're going to recall generalities, but specifics may be hard to remember. And certain specifics of things that you missed or you didn't get to do are going to be even harder to remember. It's a very hard thing to track. And when you can't track it, it leaves you in a very difficult situation. So it's very important that you get in and we talk about what you're able to recover from the car crash and what's available to you and how it all sets up. And once again, you know, I'm going to tell you if this kind of insurance, the uninsured motorist insurance, is automatic up to 100, 300 policy. You're going to be able to get the coverage if you just don't waive it. And it's like I said, if you get an agent that starts talking to you about waiving it, and they're going to talk to you about waiving it by saying, well, you've got health insurance and you've got a low deductible, or even if you have a high deductible, you've got an HSA and your insurance can cover this. Your insurance can cover your UM and you really don't need to be paying it. You're paying for your insurance twice because you've got it in two different areas when this is happening. Well, first of all, what you're buying on UM, UIM is much more than just health insurance. It's much more than just covering for your medical bills. But second of all, it's covering for parts of your medical bills that a lot of times your health insurance isn't even going to cover. And if your car insurance agent is giving you information and trying to convince you that your health insurance is going to cover it, then, you know, maybe what you want to do is get your health insurance policy or get your trust information. If you're on some kind of a coverage from your employer, get it all over to the car insurance agent and tell them you want a complete breakdown, summary, and description identification of everything that you're covered for and how the and showing exactly how every element of car insurance is already covered in full by your health insurance.
Right. And, you know, you're going to have to present these damages. Part of it's your health insurance. Part of it's your medical bills. You present it in a settlement demand to the insurance company, your own insurance company, under your own UM coverage. And if they say you waived it, you have no place to make a claim. You're out of luck. If they say you picked the minimum of $25,000, you're probably out of luck because that's what you're looking at. You know, people, you injure yourself, you injure your low back, you injure your neck. Maybe you have a concussion. Maybe you have a TBI. Maybe you need neck surgery. Maybe you don't need surgery, but you're going to have a lot of conservative modalities of treatment. Those items get presented to the insurance company. And so, you know, what you need to know are the steps you need to take. That's what we give you, information, here on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can call us at 303-795-5900 for a free initial consultation and free legal game plan. You know, Brad, let's just talk a little bit about the fact that you're injured in an accident. Maybe you can't work. Maybe you can only go back to work part-time, say half a day for a month, or maybe you're off work for 2 weeks, then you go back half-time. Can you claim that in this accident, this hit and run?
Well, you can claim it if you've got coverage for it, once again. So where does health insurance cover that? And don't start talking about family leave and don't start talking to me about okay, I've got sick leave and I've got all this built-up stuff, because that's stuff you're going to lose, and it's stuff that may not cover all the losses you have, may not cover it in the future, and while you're having to go through all this care and you're missing time from work and you're missing time off of your job, you want coverage. And, you know, stop and think about how much you make and stop and think about adding it to the medical bills and see how fast you eat up $25,000. Now, I'm well aware of the fact that there's a number of people out there who are going to say $25,000 is the best I can do. And I understand that. If it's the best you can do, you do it. If you can do more, do more. If you have discretionary funds that you think you can spend to do something else, do it. Because where you're going to find the compensation to protect you in the event of a crash where the at-fault party doesn't have insurance, doesn't have enough insurance, where they've hit and run, where they've taken off, is going to be in your own policy and in your own protection, in what you did to make sure that you were safe and that you would be able to assure yourself some kind of future in recovering from the crash that you encountered.
But, you know, that's one of the reasons we do these shows. That's one of the reasons we have all of our podcasts on our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's one of the reasons we wrote all these books. We now have 5 books out. A new one's coming out shortly called Car Insurance in Colorado. It's a definitive guideline. We have a book out on workers' compensation. We have a book out on legal game plan. And we have a book out on hit and run. Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run, you can get the book free. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, or just call our law firm, 303-795-5900. We can help you. Our book is loaded with information. And I'll tell you what, in the last half of that book, Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run, it gives you sample insurance policies with definitive, simple narrative instructions on what to do, how to order your insurance. And people call us every week and say, I'm a little bit confused. Can you answer this question for me? Can you answer that question for me? We do it all the time, and we're glad to do it. We'll do it for you. Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.